Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. Right. So, with that being said, learning what your strength is and then focusing on expanding on it, right? When you focus on it, it expands. When you focus on your weakness, it also expands. So basically, it gets worse. Another way of saying that is if you have a weakness, let's say your weakness is paying attention and staying laser focused on one course until success, which is the acronym for focus, right? Focus on one course until success, right? If your weakness is focus, if you get distracted easily by guru shining object syndrome, right? Then that's just a weakness. So you don't want to put any attention on that. But there's something else that's your strength, okay? And whatever that your strength is, okay, maybe your strength is you are the business developer in the game and you understand that, you know, I mean, for a fact, let me give you an example, okay? There are new tools that come into the game all the time. There are new tools, new strategies. And if you don't think that's the case, then your business will be stagnant and essentially you will fail. Potentially you will fail because you're going to miss out on things, okay? So if your strength is getting distracted, that's a weakness, right? Let's think of it as a strength, right? Meaning you know how to pay attention to the newest, shakiest, newest tools and strategies in the game. Let's turn that to a strength, okay? Let's put you in a place where you simply stay on the alert, okay? Get on the Google alert of real estate wholesaling tools, and basically be the person to test out every new tool. So you use that as a strength. Now, that can be a weakness because, again, you know, if you don't learn how to stay focused on one course onto success, that can become a weakness, right? And that's one of the important reasons why you need to be a part of a team, okay? Because that very same thing that you that will become a weakness for you can actually be flipped into a strength if you have other people to cover other areas in your business. So I just wanted to give you that kind of like a preamble or introduction to the second C of this formula, which is commitment, okay? Commitment, okay? Commitment is something I learned from a guy called George Zaloki. George Zaloki used to be a legendary figure in MLM, okay? And there's something about when he speaks that just always captured me. So I will give him some credit to my journey so far. This one thing I learned from him is commitment. So I didn't learn how to be committed. I learned the concept of commitment. Okay, because remember what I said earlier, self-awareness is really, really key in this game. You have to learn how to be, you have to learn what your strengths and your weaknesses are, right? And a lot of times, right, you have a talent, but not being able to identify it as a concept can affect your productivity. So, for example, you're doing something and it's productive, but you didn't know that you're doing it, right? So, in other words, you don't know it as a concept and you cannot repeat it again because you don't even know that's what you're doing. That's creating the success, right? So self-awareness is how you identify the things that you do that create more success so you can do more of it. Very simple, right? So if you know, for example, I doubt it very much that you drive for dollars and that's how you make money, right? All you have to do is do it over and over again, okay? If you do it over and over again, it doesn't happen the second time, then you figure something out that maybe it's not supposed to work all the time, right? Maybe that was a miracle, right? So a little side shade for those people that believe in driving for dollars. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. When you're self-aware about your weaknesses and strength, it become a deliberate thing to focus on your strength, okay? When I learned, the first time I learned about commitment, I didn't really know it as a thing. I just realized I was stubborn about success. I knew that I was stubborn about staying on one course until I win, right? I realized that even though I didn't close the deal in 1 month, second month, I was very stubborn about the idea. I was extremely convinced that this is going to work out for me, right? So I stayed on it. and I kept doing it, right? So one can say it's natural, but the moment I learned about the concept of commitment, right, then it was a wrap. Basically, I would never quit again, because basically what commitment means is that you said you would do something, but long after the mood that you set it in has left you, you still did it, okay? Or you kept doing it, okay? So, for example, you and I will say, hey, wholesaling, you know, we're going to flip contracts. We're going to make money together. We're going to make 10 grand twice a month. You know, we're going to be balling, you know, making all this money, right? And we're feeling excited because we're watching the guy from the stage showing us this houses, showing us the cars, showing us the success, showing us checks on YouTube, right? And we said, hey, we're going to do it, right? Because we're excited in the moment in time. But again, excitement is a feeling. You feel there's a rush in the brain that's making you feel excited about it. The sad part about that is that that's not going to continue, okay? That feeling is not going to continue like that. Never mind that it could be factual. That person is closing deals. The person could be sleeping right next to you. That person could be your wife or your husband. But tomorrow you're going to feel a little different, especially when you try to execute on a few strategies and it's not working as fast as the brain felt in the moment. When you felt it in the moment when you were hearing this person on stage on a video, it felt exciting. You felt like, wow, tomorrow I'm going to close my own deal, right? It felt like it's happened already. You can see yourself in it, right? You can see yourself in the midst of it. You're making money. But somehow, some way, when it's tomorrow, the brain chemicals has created a new direction, right? I'm serious. This is all psychology. And you don't feel that same way anymore. You don't feel that same excitement any longer. All right. So generally, you won't do what you did yesterday. When you were excited, you went on the internet, you started Googling, you started searching, you started watching some videos, right? But on that second day or the third day, when that feeling has already left you, especially if you've tried some things and you're feeling some level of frustration about the business, all those people posting checks everywhere, closing deals, but it just feels like it's never going to come to you, or you feel like no one is calling in your line or anything like that, right? Especially with that, you start feeling funny, right? And for lack of a better word, you're not feeling excited any longer, okay? And it's worse than that. You're actually feeling bad that you're feeling very bad. You're feeling like a failure, like why did you waste your time on this, right? So in spite of that feeling, you said to yourself, I'm going to keep on that same course, right? So you see all those bad feelings coming to you, right? But you said to yourself that, hey, I'm going to keep going regardless, okay? I'm going to keep going regardless. That feeling right there is called commitment. That act right there is called commitment. That's how you stay committed in the game. That's the act of staying committed, okay? Basically saying, I'm going to do something. You're excited. Yes, that mood that you set it in, tomorrow, there's a very good chance that that mood will leave you and you're not going to feel like doing the same thing, basically, right? You're not going to feel like continuing that same course. But yet, because you're committed, you're going to continue. You're going to need a spirit of commitment in this game. I always tell people, your faith is going to be tested. It's a given. It is just what it is, okay? Sometimes you're not going to feel like getting off your butt and doing what you're supposed to do, right? Because if it was easy, everyone else would be doing it. If it was easy to close deals and just, you know, wake up every day, you're excited and just go close deals and just walk around to the city and do things like that, right? If it was easy like that, everyone else would be doing it. The reason why everyone else is not doing it, okay, is because it's not easy. It's simple. It's so simple, you understood it the first time you heard it. The next time you're hearing a testimonial, you feel the rush through your brain, you feel excited. But then the following day, it's not easy to stay in that same mood. So even though the mood has left you, you're still stubborn about it. You're like, you're adamant. You know, I'm looking for stronger words. You know, you're basically saying, I don't care if I feel down. I don't care if I feel like a failure. I'm going to get off my butt and go watch my training and do some content creation, do some mailings, okay? Set up some ads, right, this week. go buy some bandit signs, whatever it is you decided to do. I don't encourage that, by the way, depending on what city you live, right? But do whatever you got to do to market, because you're not going to feel like it every time. You felt like last month you spent some money on marketing, no deals came in from it, you couldn't close any deal. But this month, you're like, I'm committed. I'm going to do it again. That's what the people that are successful, that's what they do. Okay? That's what they do. For some of them, it comes off as natural a lot. Okay? Maybe. Maybe not. But I'm going to tell you, everyone has that down day. They have that down moment. They have that moment where they're feeling like a failure. Every single one of the success stories you've ever heard, and I mean long-term success story, not one-time testimonials, okay? I'm talking about people that have been doing the game for a while. Every single one of those people have those down days, but they're committed, all right? But it's easier to stay committed when you've closed one deal, when you close the second deal, you close the third deal. Basically, you know for a fact that the business works. When you know, once you close that one first deal, right, you know for a fact that this business works, then all you have to do is just surround yourself with people trying to do the same thing, trying to kill it in this game. So you're going to need commitment. So you need a lot of attention, okay? A lot of attention doesn't mean you're closing deals, okay? So sometimes you look at the numbers, okay, why am I getting all these numbers? No one is converting, right? So conversion is another C, but besides the point. Value, bringing value to the table is the number one secret of conversion, of converting to sales, converting to deals, right? Then you have the first C, which is consistency, right? So it's easy for all that to say, hey, just be consistent. But how are you going to be consistent tomorrow when you feel down, you feel a little bit different? That's by committing to the process. Committing to the process, not the result, because the result may not show up early enough for you to naturally feel committed. You need to deliberately commit to the process. It needs to be a thing that you do, a verb. It's not a feeling, it's a verb. Kind of like you stay committed to the love in your marriage. It's a verb, it's not a feeling, okay? It's only people that are destined to feel in their marriage that think it's a feeling. It's the same thing in entrepreneurship, right? Sorry, I use marriage analogies a lot because I have another niche on that. All right, so hopefully that was enlightening and educational. If you really want to take some actionable steps, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go. Go get this book. It's absolutely free. Plus, I have my newest book, which I just ordered some. I run out of the copies. So, but you can get a copy, a PDF copy for free right now if you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. So you get two books for the price of three. So come on inside. Take advantage of it. Also, if you need me, you want me to help you with some coaching, some mentorship, because consistency and commitment is hard, especially when you had it to applying the wrong strategy. If you're driving for dollars, you're knocking on doors, those are the wrong strategies in 2019, okay? If you're doing any of those things and you're not doing them at enterprise level, you think it's the amount of time you spend on this that's going to turn to money, you already failed, okay? If you need my help on that, coming through the same spot, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You have access to everything. You can also talk to me. You can book a time to talk to me. I can give you some free, cool coaching. We also have a system that allows you to make money even if you've never closed a deal. Even if you never close a deal, that way you actually have more money to market so you can close more deals, so you can compete with the gurus. You want access to all of this? Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast, please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, two of my books, my two most recent books, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go to go get this book. Let me repeat that, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART, realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.